Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
BJ and Jamie.
Time for Hurdle's Clue of the Day. It's the Hurdle Clue of the Day. Time for Hurdle's Clue of the Day. Let's guess with BJ and Jamie today.
Hey! Time to play a hurdle. It's kind of a name that tune, and all you got to do is listen to the clues. Spadil, is this the actual hurdle that people are playing all across America?
It's the real hurdle today.
Real hurdle on tap today. All right, again, five clues. If you think you know it, text 51059.
You know what is bad?
What's that?
Is that I was just looking at my Google Trends, and it's like hurdles July 6th answer. So people, why would you get the answer?
What do you mean?
I mean,
the answer to today's
it's
already posted.
It's trending on Google. It's like, why would you even open that? That's not fun. Why do you, like, I don't know that here's what I don't get about people. When you cheat your own self.
Yeah.
Like, that's not even a game now.
Yeah, I guess some people, they get a thrill from that, though.
Or
that
they're obsessed with their score.
Oh, maybe I do that with golf, though.
They feel like that, you know, hey, man, I'm pretty special. I knew the hurdle today.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Kind of
lying,
cocky.
But you're lying to yourself. Oh, you mean they can tell other people?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that's the way.
Like, oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, like, look how smart
it's
I am. I know my music.
It's a stupid hurdle, though.
All right.
You know?
So did you look at the answer?
No, I absolutely, on the Bible, I did not. But what I will tell you, sometimes when I play billiards, if people are turned away, I will take a ball and maybe put it in the pocket.
Without even shooting it, you're just tapping
just
in?
Quietly, just, I'm over there. There's like a number three, whatever color. Two is, I think, yellow, you know? It's like, I'm solids. I'm just like, solid right in the hole. And they never even know because they're not keeping count.
You know, I've always known you're that kind of person. I am. That's the lowest of
low.
It's kind of
low.
When you take a pool ball and slam it in the hole with your hands while somebody else's back is turned, it doesn't get any worse than that.
Well, no.
It doesn't.
Well, no, it does get worse when they actually still win.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty bad. Yeah.
Here we go. Clue number one.
Wait, do it again.
Is it a Santana song?
No.
Oh, because he passed out on stage?
Yeah.
It's like a theme.
Yeah. I mean, messed up theme. But.
Hurdle's known for that.
Yeah.
All right, clue number two.
Oh.
Would we know this?
Yes.
Okay. Bompadita, bompadita.
I have no clue.
It's not a TLC song, is it?
It's not.
Okay.
That's good. I could also come up with bands it's not. Is it Queen?
No.
I knew it wasn't.
Is
I
it
just
boys
wanted to throw
or
that
girls?
Out there.
Is it boys, girls, or it mixed?
Just,
or is it single?
Can I tell you?
Sure.
It's a girl.
It's a girl by herself?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Oh, see, my God.
Carson, I see what you do. I'm onto your game now.
Yeah.
It just dawned on me. Anytime you could throw a guess out there, it sounds like that you're in the neighborhood, that you're smart enough that, because for me, I'm like, I don't know. I don't have a clue.
I will say he's in like the right time frame.
Yeah, right, right, right.
What time frame?
What the hell is time frame?
Like when it was
TLC,
released. Like TLC and this person were popular at the same time.
But what BJ is saying is Carson would never say, I don't know it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Whereas I come on and say, hey, look, I don't have a clue. I'm clueless. Carson's always got a guess.
Did that not sound always like a Santana intro or even a TLC intro? Come on.
No, because I don't find Santana and TLC to be even close to each other. To be honest with you, I don't even find those two even close in genre of music. Oh my God.
Here we go. Next clue.
Bumpadita, bumpadita, bumpadita,
bumpadita,
bumpadita. It's called Bumpadita.
All right, there we go, winner. We're not close, are we, Spadil?
No.
Clue five. I'm just gonna say. What is this, Fidel?
It's J-Lo, If You Had My Love.
Oh, yes. Oh, by the way, I watched her documentary. You know, I watch documentaries.
You do love them.
Yeah, and she cut out A-Rod through the whole thing. You can see his arm sometimes.
What?
Yeah. She cut him out through the whole thing. It's all about her preparing for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And she cut him out of everything. And sometimes it's like an ear. You're like, oh, there's his ear. There's A-Rod's ear.
Yeah, I don't blame her, though.
Well, I know.
I mean, he got caught with that other chick down in one of the islands or something, right?
North Carolina.
Yeah. That's all right, there you go. J-Lo music. If you had my life. I don't even remember this song. Do you?
Kind of. Was she in, like, with gold around her neck? Yeah. Something. Walking towards the beach? Was
wearing
that one?
Wearing something see-through, maybe?
Was she walking towards the beach?
So, yeah, I think you might, yeah. I think you might be right.
She was with Puff Daddy then.
Did he?
All right, 9:07. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Coming up next, it's a tabloid trash. We'll get to that. Hang on.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
That's the second person, though, and she matters.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. I'm starting to second guess myself and my judgment.
BJ's wife just called and said, you sound creepy.
Yeah. She did.
Because of earlier conversations. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was also weird timing because remember Aristea Brady from Fox 31?
Oh, yeah.
With Jeremy Hubbard, right? So she posted a link of these really cute dresses that I really like. And anyway, so I shared it to our page, and she's like, hey, I miss you guys so much, you know. And I thought, this is really bad timing because BJ just was totally creepy. And I just don't want to be associated with you. And
oh, so you're thinking that she's listening at that point because she texted back.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, I apologize for that creepy segment we
did. Yeah, because that was, it was all you, though.
No, I meant every word of it.
Okay.
Not helping. But I shouldn't have said it on air.
Anyway, if you go to our Facebook page, Aristea Brady has some really cute dresses that are all on sale. And just click the link. What?
It's hard for me to look at her pictures and stuff, though. She's just too damn perfect.
Aristea?
Yes.
I know!
I mean, her house, her
husband,
her children.
Everything.
Her. It's just so perfect. She needs a little bit of ugly in her life.
A little bit of ugly.
Well, I'm not wishing it on her or her kids. Yeah. The husband, he could take a whack or two of ugly.
My God!
He could. That brings the family down to our level, you know?
Yeah.
But it's just too perfect.
Yeah, because, okay, so here's what I was thinking. This is a true story. So this morning, I woke up late, right? And I'm just running around. And I'm like, I'm never going to get my life together. Like, I couldn't find a bra, okay? I could not find a bra. No bra. Don't know where they are. And I thought, Aristea Brady knows where her bras are.
Oh, they're hung up,
Oh, they're probably labeled Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
No, they probably have tissue. Like, she has them covered in, like, pretty tissue. And they have, like, scent sacks, you know, like those little smelly things.
Yeah.
Lavender in that drawer.
Or she could have one of those rooms in the house that's just got a bunch of mannequins in it.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all dressed.
They're dressed,
They're already pre-dressed. All she has to do is walk over and slide into
her outfits for the next day.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. I have always thought to myself, how do these women, I mean, I'm talking about Aristea, but How do you all keep it together like that? I mean, she has two kids.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I have one child and just me, and I'm like, I cannot keep it. It's a blah. They asked me, have you signed your contract yet? And I was like, I don't even know where it is. And I'm not lying. Like, I literally don't know. I think half of it's in my car, half of it's in the basement. I don't know where it is.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm disheveled
on
everything.
God.
Only with one kid, but she's got everything so buttoned up.
Ugh. Yeah, I don't like her. Yeah. So there. All right, Shmadil, what audio do I have? I forgot.
Just the Tom Hanks talking about Tim Allen.
Okay, so Tom Hanks, he shared his thoughts on Lightyear, the new movie about the original story of Buzz Lightyear. Tom Hanks has kind of let it known that he is sad that Tim Allen doesn't play the voice of Buzz. Here it is.
It's going to be strange to be in theaters opposite a Buzz Lightyear film. How about that? Why it's not? I wanted to go head to head with Tim Allen, and they didn't let Tim Allen do it. I don't understand that.
It's Chris Evans' kid.
Yeah.
You know, I saw Buzz Lightyear over our vacation break at Disney in Orlando, and if I'm Tim Allen, I don't want to be a part of that.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's crappy. It's terrible.
Well, it's not geared towards you.
Well, it's not geared toward anyone. It's just not entertaining, even for kids.
Yesterday, I was somewhere, and I said to this guy, I was like, oh, yeah, I haven't even seen Mission Impossible yet. Or, not Mission Impossible.
Top Gun.
Yeah. I said, I haven't even seen it yet. And he was like floored. Like, how have you not seen that? He said, I've seen it 4 times. And I'm like, we can't date.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. You know what? That's more on him than it is you.
Right.
For a guy, dude that's in his 40s probably, to go to Top Gun four times.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That's pathetic.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's pathetic.
Oh, you got a lot of time on your hands.
Because, Shmadil, what did you call it? A chick film?
It's a chick flick with jets.
Yeah. I don't know. I still haven't seen it. I want to. Does IMAX, is it shot in IMAX?
Yeah, they play it on IMAX.
Really? Because would be the way to see it.
We saw Buzz Lightyear in 3D.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you have the glasses?
Yep.
That's cool.
Yep.
Man.
It still sucked, even in 3D.
It did?
Yeah.
When I was in 8th grade, I wrote to Pepsi, and I told them that they should make their Super Bowl commercials in 3D, and that we should all get glasses. Because that would be cool, right?
Somebody did it one year.
Yeah,
I know. I was totally mad. Because that was my idea in 8th grade.
Yeah, it actually happened.
They wrote me back and said, thank you for your comments. Here's me, 8th grade. What?
Yeah.
Someone's like, take that little girl's idea. Let's do it.
I know. I'm like, what? All right. Anyway, let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Oh, I know. Britney Spears is kind of getting slammed. She's on her honeymoon right now, and she showed us her boobs again.
Well, who's got a problem with this?
Page Six called it obnoxious.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They said that it's becoming obnoxious with its, her PDA, and she has her hands over it and blah, 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 so much.
Yeah. I'm going to put this up here in the studio.
Wait, no, they do a live shot.
Even better.
Yeah, that way it gets on 9 News today. It's Britney Spears walking through on the beach with her hands over her breasts.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to leave that here in the studio for Slacker and Steve.
Although I will tell you on that Lady Gaga documentary, Lady Gaga 5.2 or 5.2, she just takes off her top at the swimming pool in front of everybody and is like, this is uncomfortable. And she just... Like, there's her boobs right there on the documentary.
She doesn't care.
She doesn't care. And her, like, manager or some guy was there, and all of a sudden his eyes went to paper. I'm super busy doing stuff. Yeah. Gotta do stuff.
You don't want to look.
No. Somebody said, Jamie is the Joe Biden of tabloid trash. Ramble, ramble, ramble.
Man, Joe's catching heat this morning.
Yeah.
Over that gasoline thing.
Yeah,
I don't know what to make of that. I can't figure it out. Can you?
He just thought, hey, here's some gasoline for everybody else but us.
Here's the deal. We have a U.S. reserve. And Spadil, you're a big Joe fan, aren't you? I mean,
I voted for him,
Yeah. All right, so you tell me what to make of this. The U.S. reserve of gasoline, we've taken 5 million barrels... and sold it to other countries. Well, why are we doing? We need that gas here. I need gas right now in my vehicle.
I don't know, man. I know that barrels of oil are cheaper than they were during like the last time we had a gas crisis. They're like $100 a barrel right now.
Actually,
or something
under
like that.
100 right now.
Yeah, and like it's still stupid expensive for gas. So I have no idea what's going on. It's corporate greed, man. That's what I think.
Corporate greed.
Yeah.
All right, here's a fun question, as long as we're going to get political.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Our show is never political, but let's play a fun game called Will You Get the Monkeypox Vaccine? Because they said that they're developing it right now, the monkeypox vaccine, and it will be ready for distribution.
Is monkeypox that bad, though?
I guess it's getting real bad.
Real bad. That monkey's everywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I would not.
You squeaked.
What do you mean I squeaked?
You went, no, I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't get the vaccine if it comes out. Well, I figure I'm safe. It's sexually transmitted, so therefore I'm off the board.
No competition, huh?
Shmadil, I will tell you this. With some of those floozies that you run with, you know what? You need to be the first monkeypox jabber. You need to be the first person in line because you run with some real road trash.
As soon as I can sign up, I'll go.
I think anybody that's on, what is it, Grindr? What's that one you're on?
Pure.
Yeah.
Pure. Yeah, anybody that's on those things, you need to.
Yeah. You need to juice up, man. Yeah. You might want to get double shot.
But what if they say, like, we all need it? What are we doing?
I'm not doing it. I don't think I'm going to do it.
Well, I think you cross the bridge when you get there.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, let's see how bad it really gets, you know? Because it's a lot like the shingles, I think. And I got the shingles vaccine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Because right now I'm in the no category.
Yeah, me too.
You know,
I need
just
more information.
Honest. Yeah. I'm like, what the heck is monkeypox? Where did that come from? And what happened to half those other things? What's that one where the mosquito bit you and then
Zika?
Yeah, where'd that go?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was terrifying.
It's probably still out there.
And then what about the one where you bleed from every orifice? Remember Jim Holy?
Ebola?
Where'd that go?
Ebola? I hope it's gone.
Ebola.
Yeah, that's a nasty one.
Every time that guy is with that trumpet, I think of that. But I mean, where do these things go? Because remember, there were big news reports and then they're just gone.
They flare up every
once in a while. We'll see what happens with the monkeypox, but they're calling for a vaccination. Is that what you're saying?
They're saying that it is in the works and that we should be vaccinated.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Huh. So.
Man, I don't know if I need any more vaccinations.
I feel like
I've got plenty.
Yeah.
In my system.
I have a lot.
Yeah, I do. I feel the same way.
Do you have distemper? You need it.
No.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that is. No.
What about typhoid?
I don't know. Do you get that for your dog or something? I don't remember. Okay. Let's see. Travis Scott stopped his show Monday night because several fans had put themselves in danger. You guys, this is going to be a whole thing for him. He's got to, I don't even know if he can really perform like he wants to because his eyes just have to scan the whole time. You know?
Yeah. And all the lawsuits that are pending right now, all he needs is a few more to go wrong, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he's in a world of you know what?
There was a lot of you know what's in that one.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. You know what?
Next question. CU, they want to move to a different conference. Is that right?
Yeah.
Everybody's up in arms about all this. So
people
you guys
are asking
have to explain
about it.
It.
Well, it's college football, okay?
And I know, but will you explain it to me so I can walk around acting like I have knowledge?
It seems like to me that you're not going to grasp it.
Wow.
And here's why I say it. Unless you watch football and know conferences.
I know conferences.
Then
Pac-10, Pac-12.
All right. Do you know what the SEC is?
Yeah. It's the people that will fine us for saying turd.
No. That's the FCC.
Oh, sorry.
I said the SEC.
Oh, the SEC.
Southeastern Conference. Okay. They got a couple of teams that came in.
Yes,
about
CSU.
To come in. No.
Well,
Texas.
They should have gone. They wanted to.
See what I mean?
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
SEC has a couple of teams coming into their conference called Texas and Oklahoma. Okay.
Mm, yeah.
And then it was announced just last week that USC and UCLA out of Southern California will join the Big Ten, making those two big conferences.
That's what I meant.
All right. CU, where does that leave them?
Just over here twiddling their
thumbs.
Because
they're still part of the Pac-12, which now is the Pac-10. But where do they go?
I don't know.
Are they going to stay with the pack, which the pack is in the toilet now because you lost the two best teams?
Boy, these are some great questions.
I think I cleared it up, though. I really do.
Shadell, where did they go?
I have no idea. I think they want to join the Big Ten or something like
that. I think
too.
It was a 12.
I don't think they want them, though.
Something conference.
I mean, they're not as good of a school as a lot of the other schools there.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's not going to be competitive.
Exactly.
And that's a shame because I like them.
Exactly.
You know, I was the honorary Buffs cheerleader.
I know you were.
Yeah, sure
yeah,
was.
I know you were.
I mean, nobody could pick me up now, but back in the day, they could.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
okay.
I'm just going to leave that where it is.
I'm done. Yep. There you go. Tell the trash.
Yep.
Hey.
BJ and Jamie.
I'll tell you what, sometimes I walk down the hallway here at the radio station.
Yeah.
And I see people that have worked here probably for the past year or two. I don't even know who they are.
Oh,
they're complete strangers
really?
To me. I just ran into this lady.
I
was coming around from the bathroom by the elevators,
uh-huh,
right?
Yeah.
She comes out of the sales area and obviously works here or whatnot. And we greet each other, and I'm like, who in the hell is that?
You have no idea?
No, I don't think I've ever seen her before.
Really?
No, I know. Huh. But it happens all the time. You know me. I don't get to know your fellow employee very well.
Because you only care about yourself.
Pretty much, yeah. And so I don't really venture to certain sides of the building, uh-huh, and I don't feel like they want me over there to begin with. So it's kind of the feelings mutual.
But I know, but you always complain about not having friends, but you don't try.
I don't try.
You need to cultivate.
I do, don't
cultivate.
I?
You should have said, I am so sorry, I forgot your name. And then you could have cultivated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think she would have felt like I was hitting on her or something.
Just because you don't know her name?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm always gun-shy. You know, I know this whole Me Too movement stuff. I try to keep to myself, Jamie.
Well, remember, you did fall asleep and grope a woman on an airplane.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, well, that was accidental, but I did do it.
Yeah,
but I just feel like that it's better to be safe.
It's better to be safe
and not to go overboard. And you know how women love to flock to me to begin with.
Well, I know.
Before you know it, I've got myself caught up in a situation that I just don't need to be in.
You're going to be on that show, right, where the sister wives.
Yeah.
He's going to have lots of them.
Oh, yeah. Lots of them. Yeah, I had to turn down that whole Love Island thing. They wanted me on the... Do you see where they've gotten all those complaints?
No, what happened?
Love Island is on... What is it, Carson?
Fox?
ABC, one of the...
I think it's on a streaming service. Okay. That's where I watch it.
Well, I guess
it's... on Peacock TV.
I guess it's so steamy between the couples that I think it's like 800 complaints to the FCC already.
Yeah.
That they want this thing taken off the air because it's just too much for the little Joey who's watching it at home, you know?
Well, why is little Joey watching Love Island?
Maybe, it's on a streaming service.
Maybe
it's not on cable.
Well, just maybe it's on, but the parents are watching or something, but they say it's so over the top, Love Island, that they've gotten so many complaints at the FCC.
You should be on that.
I know.
Oh, my God.
It's right down my alley.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I got your alley. Let's just go. Can we go?
Have a great day. Enjoy. It's supposed to rain just a little bit this afternoon, so enjoy. And we'll see you back here tomorrow. This week is flying by. Take care. Be safe. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.